From St. Matthew's Gospel, the two Marys are met at the tomb by the angel of the Lord, who greets them with this most joyous words, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This morning, the Christian church around the world gathers, some in churches, some around their computer screens, to proclaim the Easter acclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's try that here. I'll say the first part, and you the second. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We can do better than that. Your response is, "The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia." Let's do it again. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Oh, that's much better. The long 40-day journey of Lent has concluded, and the joyous, great 50 days of Easter have just begun. Someone very wise once said, "All truth can be sung. And if it cannot be sung, it must not be true." The truth of Jesus' resurrection this morning was captured so beautifully in the hymn that we sang for our gradual. The name of the tune is Victory. Aptly named. I don't think there's a better summation of the meaning of this event than were given to us in this great hymn. Listen again. The strife is over. The battle done. The victory of life is won. The song of triumph has begun. Alleluia. The powers of death have done their worst, but Christ their legions hath dispersed. Let shout of holy joy outburst. Alleluia. The three sad days are quickly sped. He rises glorious from the dead. All glory be to our risen head. Alleluia. He closed the yawning gates of hell. The bars from heaven's high portals fell. Let hymns of praise his triumphs tell. Alleluia. And the last verse. Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting, thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia. Many of us have sung the processional hymn ever since we were small children. I probably start being able to sing and read words probably around the age of 8. I've never missed an Easter processing. Jesus Christ is risen today. Our triumphant holy day, who did once upon the cross suffer to redeem our loss. Hymns of praise then let us sing unto Christ our heavenly King, who endured the cross and grave, sinners to redeem and save. But the pains which he endured, our salvation have procured. Now above the sky he's King, where the angels ever sing. Sing we to our God above, praise eternal as his love. Praise him, all ye heavenly host, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So given this great victory of life over death, Easter raises the question, how do you and I respond to such a gift, to such grace, to such mercy? For if Jesus' resurrection doesn't change the way we live, then he died in vain. In some ways, I'm kind of glad that the Easter bunny and jelly beans and egg hunts are not the center of attention this year. So how do you respond to this gift? Well, St. Paul this morning gives the only acceptable response for us to make in the reading of the Easter epistle. Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, says this: if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. Paul gives us the best advice anyone can give us about what it means to live the Christian life. Paul tells us that the Christian life is about, all about, where you and I set our minds. Some of us at St. Bede's are reading a remarkable book called Life Without Lack by Dallas Willard. The thesis of his book is that we can enjoy a life of complete contentment if only we do what St. Paul tells us in our Easter epistle. Namely, we keep our minds and our being centered on the things that are above, where God is, so that we will not be consumed by the worries and the problems of this world, like COVID-19. Preoccupation with the things of the world will simply drag us down and rob us of all the blessing God desires for us to experience. Our happiness, our ability to let go of our fears and anxieties is completely dependent upon where we choose to place our minds. So during these great 50 days of Easter, I encourage us all to recommit our lives to a daily time of prayer, of reading Holy Scripture, of striving to set our minds on the things that are above. In our gospel reading this morning from St. John, it concludes with the risen Lord coming into the locked room where the disciples are cowering out of fear. They're hiding for fear of the Jews. But Jesus comes into their midst and he says to them, "Peace be with you." And he shows them the scars in his hands and in his side. And they recognize it is their risen Lord and they are happy. And I would suspect and hope that they were a bit ashamed as well, having all denied who he was on Good Friday. This wonderful story of Jesus breaking down their wall, coming into their midst, not angry at their sin, not judgmental of their abandoning him, coming as he always does, in love and grace, to offer anyone who will listen, anyone who will respond, his peace. And that's the story of Holy Scripture. What did Adam and Eve do in the garden after they had sinned? Well, they hid. They thought they could hide from God. But they couldn't. Nor could the disciples hide behind locked doors. And neither can you and I hide from him. Why? Because he loves us and desires nothing else but for us to experience the abundant life that only he can fill the human heart with. When Jesus came into that locked room where they were hiding, he showed them his scars from the cross, reminding us that as we go through life, all of us carry scars from something. Maybe our failures, maybe our disappointments in life, maybe broken relationships that we haven't been able to fix. No, even the most faithful Christian has scars that they will have to carry with them. But what Jesus offered them was his peace. You and I can also have that peace which passes all human understanding, if only we strive every day to set our minds on the things that are above. In doing so, we will have hope to be able to fend off the three big obstacles to all people: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Today, our Easter joy is that in the midst of our brokenness, the risen Christ comes to the doors we hide behind and offers us his peace, a peace the world can never give. So let's close this sermon by saying together again the Easter acclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And let's remember that our spiritual health, which often determines our physical health, is set upon our setting our minds on the things that are above. A very blessed Easter to one and all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.